You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of Yes, It's Five each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. You can find us on YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok. We're fucking everywhere. Like, everywhere, literally.
Everywhere.
Anywhere you can find podcasts, radio broadcasts, or any of that. Amazon Music. We're all over the place. So I think we're on, like, I don't know, about 35, 40 different platforms at this point. And you can find our show all over social media, of course. We are Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Instagram. We're on Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter. And, of course, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook. And, of course, we are produced by Get Real Global ALC, artist management page, Get Real Global Artist Management. We are, of course, Jenny and the Muse. I'm Jennifer DeVoe Muse. This is James Muse.
How you doing?
Jenny Muse. We're also with author, screenwriter, and radio host China Myers from Pennsylvania. And of course, somewhere out there, Derek Webb is pumping iron. I hope, hopefully in New Hampshire. I don't know.
Feeling better, hopefully.
Actor, producer, and fitness trainer Derek Webb is in New Hampshire. And of course, we have Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles, who was with us last week, but she's again somewhere in Los Angeles being silent. Silent is we are broadcast around the world right now. We are on the road. We've been on the road since last Friday. Started our journey off in California, and then we went to the Grand Canyon on Saturday. Sunday, we were, I don't know, fucking somewhere in, I think, Arizona or New Mexico. I don't know.
It's a blur.
Somewhere. And then we were in Texas, and then we were in Louisiana, which we tried to get across very quickly. And then, I haven't heard great things about Louisiana. It scares
me.
No. Texas took for fucking ever to drive across, and then now we are in Mississippi. And so
I
from
didn't
here,
hear, I don't, I never heard good things about Mississippi. How's that?
I'm kind of scared. My husband called it Lynchville, USA.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm to a lovely bald-headed African American gentleman.
And my son just told me today, which proved what I said, because it has a place called Hangman's Bridge down here.
And I'm scared to even know that.
And they still have the nooses on the bridge now.
Okay. Don't.
Well,
don't go out.
I guess that's a subject. That's going to be a subject for That's Real Talk on Mondays.
Yeah. I think
we're definitely going to have to explore that subject matter. And your son can even be a guest on the show from Mississippi and tell us more about all the horror. I mean, I'm just saying, like, from a black man's perspective, especially in a place like this, you know, it's something that we should talk about. I'm just saying. It's a deeper subject matter that needs to be, you know, explored. Anyway, so we're in Mississippi right now, and I'm scared. Actually, scares me lately, so what the fuck ever. We have our guest with us. She does many things. Let's see, she's an actress, a model, a director, a filmmaker. This woman does everything. Wow. Natalie Perry, she's also a singer. This woman's just like multi-talented.
Wow.
Many different things, many different genres that she does. We got Natalie Perry in the house with us.
Welcome, Natalie.
And she came by
Thank
way
you.
To us
Thank
from
you.
Charles Brooks. Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going really good. I am just super busy. Super busy. You already know that. You see my post, you comment, you like, yeah, it's insane. I just got cast this week in like 4 movies and a TV movie.
Cool.
Yeah. Plus, I'm a writer and an executive producer and a singer, and I'm writing songs for some movies that I'm executive producer in and casting in. So a lot of things are happening. Yeah, it's unreal. If you go on my IMDb, you'll see what I'm talking about.
That sounds great. Sounds like you're doing a lot of stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff. It's everything that's happening is, you know, I thank God every day, and because he is with me every day. I mean, like I don't know if you see my post, if you follow me, but I thank God because he left me alive for a reason. Yeah. That if you want to know about that, I'll explain that. But yeah.
Dive into that.
Okay.
That's what you mean.
2020, on Father's Day, I was rushed to the hospital for pains in my abdomen, bleeding. I flatlined. They told me I had a staph in my stomach, and I flatlined. And yeah, and I was in the hospital over a week, and I had to get many surgeries after that.
Did they say what that was from? What happened?
A staph infection? You can get it any way. You can eat something. You can drink something. It's bacteria thing. I'll never, ever, ever, ever know.
Okay.
How I got never. Wow. It was a very scary time in my life at that time that I almost wanted to give up my career because I went into a state of depression, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know like what happened, why it happened. I had to change. You know, I was always a health fanatic. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand, and I was on it for every day, and then I found out that I had endoscopy, I had colonoscopy at my age. I've had so many tests done to me, it's unreal. And I also have an autoimmune deficiency, so there's a lot of obstacles that I've had to cross through my life to get where I am now, and I'm still going. So. That's
well,
why
thank goodness you're here.
Yeah. When
thank
I post, thank God listens, God hears. Because I say that he saved my life for a reason. He really did. Because after 2020, 21, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, like I said, I was going to quit, but my manager kept calling me, telling me people are calling you. They want you in this. They want you in that. And then in December of 2020, Mark Fulhard and Will Collazo told me, listen, we want to test you. And I was very hesitant because I was still in that shock mode. And I thought, like, what if I'm nervous? Because I never get nervous on set. I was never nervous on set. I have theater background, Broadway, touring companies, singing. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just do it. He sent me the script 3 days before the shoot. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I have a talent that I can read a script less than an hour, remember everybody's lines, including my own.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you said God saved you. What do you think he saved you for?
For what I'm doing now.
Acting and, yeah. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I also do nursing homes. I sing in nursing homes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I haven't done it since COVID, but I used to sing. I've been singing for over 10 years. Oh. And so there has been, like a lot, like I said, a lot of health obstacles that came my way that I had to, you know.
Overcame them.
I had to overcome them because when you go – when you had that kind of trauma happen to you, you're like, but why? You know, like, what do you do? Especially when you go into a state of depression. And then I had to have a surgery. They had to take my gallbladder out, part of my liver.
Wow.
And I have to learn how to eat again certain things. And a lot of things don't agree with me. And it's just, it's hard. But, you know, I was on set of... doing Amityville Thanksgiving and on the
lot.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, they were, and it. They call me the new screen queen. And I'm doing so many projects with Will that when I screamed, because he's never heard me scream, I screamed, I cried, I did everything. Every character you can imagine thing I did. I was the leading female. And when I screamed, the cast and crew was like, holy shit, did you hear that scream? No special effects needed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he was like, oh my God, I can't believe what a great actress you are. But he said that in the first film, even though I only had a few lines, because I remembered all my lines. He goes, they call me one take Natalie. Five takes, I'm done. Next scene. That's how I'm able to do 20 scenes in 2 takes.
Yeah. Question: do you have a TV on in the background?
Because I have no. I'm just. Why? Oh, my tablet. Sorry.
It's okay. Because I hear something else. Okay.
No, that's not me. No.
All right. So you said you were very depressed. So what? So. If we have some listeners that are going through a depression, how did you come out of that? How did you overcome that?
I prayed a lot. I cried a lot.
Did you get help? Did you overcome it yourself?
I overcame it myself. Yeah. It took a really long time. Like, I didn't want to talk to anybody about what happened to me. Mm-hmm. And then finally somebody interviewed me and I spoke about it. Like, I couldn't talk about what happened to me without crying, you know?
Yeah, I get that. There's a lot of people suffering today, you know, either they can't find a job or, you know, they're behind on their bills.
I know. So it's
really rough. So that means, you know, how old is depression?
Almost since 2020 when it happened. And then after I filmed Bloody Nun 2 and I got my, how do you say, my oomph back, and, you know, and when the director says, oh my God, you were fantastic, that made me more happy. And I just wanted to keep going after that. Like, I didn't lose it. I thought I lost it when I got sick because I was always acting and singing and performing. And then this happened, and I'm like, and I literally was afraid to go back and do what I love because of what I went through.
Yeah, I get that.
You know,
yeah.
Some people don't understand it unless you kind of go through something like that, you know. And everybody asked me, did you see the light? Did you see your body floating? No, but I did feel my body slipping away. My body turned ice cold. And... Wow. And my light was the sun, me on a beach walking towards the sun with the light, and then being brought back in the ocean. I felt myself in the ocean being brought back. That was my experience of,
okay.
And then when I woke up, you know, when I got back, they told me what happened, and all I did was cry and cry and cry and cry. And at that time, nobody can come visit me. I was by myself.
Because of COVID, yeah.
No friends, no family. Nobody can visit me.
So I that was made it harder.
Myself. Yeah, I was all by myself. I was crying. Like, and then the day I would listen to this, you ready for this? This is funny. Then the day I was supposed to leave, you know, because I didn't eat for 4 days. I couldn't. They gave it up. So they says, you got to stay here another 2 days. So I'm fixing my pillows and, you know, I have my own room. I'm fixing my pillows and a priest walks in and I go, am I dying?
You thought that was it, right?
She goes like this to me. He goes, now why do you got to talk like that? I said, because look what I just went through.
Yeah.
I cried with the priest. He knew exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
So when he came into the room, he goes, God is watching over you. You are blessed. He says, you're not going anywhere. He goes, And he goes, he's watching over you. You are blessed. And that made me cry more.
I bet. I
would
cry.
But it was a good cry. It wasn't a bad cry, you know.
Right.
And I had a surgery. I cry a lot. Just put it that way, okay? I get very emotional, very sensitive.
Yeah.
She can cry on cue.
I cry. What?
That's what actresses do, right? They cry on cue.
Oh yeah, I can cry on cue also.
But being so emotional, you can cry on cue better. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, but even before this happened, I was always a good crier. Even stage, because I have like I said, I have a lot of stage experience, and I'm able to do anything, any character. I'm not typecast. No, I can do improv, comedic. I can play a mom. I can play a mob girl. I played a hit woman. I could play a demon hunter. I could play any role you give me. I got and people know this. I'm working with Jonathan Moody, who's a great director. He just cast me in three of his films, and I just got cast in the Lost Ship, and that's going to be filmed in India, which is crazy. And and I just got cast in Sand Duke also, and that's a TV movie by Amazon. I can't pronounce their names. Oh my god. Thank you to the producers and directors of The Lost Ship. I can't pronounce your name. I'm so sorry. Thank you for the producer and director for Sanduka. I can't pronounce your names. I'm so sorry. But I love you for that. And I thank you for wanting to work with me. And there's just so many people. And I got a large following. I don't know if you follow.
Wow. I was asking, did you have to go to India for that one movie?
No, we're not filming till November 2022.
And will you have to go to India? Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome, yes. Actually. Have you ever been to India before?
I have never been out of the USA.
Wow. Well, that's so going to be something.
This will be my first. And I mean, I've traveled a lot. Like from 2015 of acting, I've been to every state, and I've been to California like 100 times. I've been to Florida. I've been to Texas. I've been to Wisconsin. I've been everywhere. I've been to Philadelphia. I filmed in all the states. And I even been to Canada.
Wow.
And yeah, so I guess I've been out of the United States because it's, Canada, but never been to another country, I should say.
The name of the movie is I Can't Look For You.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The one that's coming out soon is Amityville Thanksgiving, which is a horror film.
And who's directing that?
That's Will Colazzo. He's also the director for Bloody Nun 3, which I'm filming in another week. I was in The Streets. I was The Streets 1 and 2. I played Pink. She played a leader of a carjacking ring. A rebel. I did all my own stunts. I broke my finger, bruised, everything, but I don't care. I keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in Matters of the Heart, where I played a mom who commits suicide. You actually see me hanging from a fan that I almost hung myself in that scene. This is how far I go.
Wow.
Panic in Detroit. I played a prostitute, literally kicked the guy on the ground, groin, and banged his head.
That's funny.
Beginning of the scene. You will see me beating this guy up.
And what was the name of that movie?
That's Panic in Detroit. It's on Amazon. Most of my movies, most of my movies are on Amazon and Tubi. If you go on my, if you type in my name, it will tell you what movies and where they're playing and stuff.
Okay.
I've done so many movies, I can't even keep track anymore. And another thing that you don't know about me is that I don't watch myself.
No.
No.
What, any reason?
I get shy, I think. I think that's what it is, because I my first film, which was an independent film, my very first independent film, I still haven't seen it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. When I did Panic in Detroit, which was in Wisconsin, it was a big event. We were in the theater. I had on a long red gown, and I'm sitting there, and since I'm in the beginning opening scene, I was about to look up, and the girl next to me had a glass of wine, and she spilled the wine on my dress.
Oh man.
So I'm sitting there for an hour and a half watching this movie with wine on my seat in my dress, and I never got to see the scene. But when I went to see the streets, because I'm the lead, I'm one of the leads, I had to watch it. I'm sitting there like this. My director goes, open your eyes and look up. So I open my eyes, I look up, and I'm in a white bikini. I says, oh, nice. Look at that. I'm in a white bikini. Great. He goes, you look fantastic. Are you kidding me? I said, yeah. Oh, nice. But I got a great response from this. I loved you with Pink. I loved Pink because I created her. It was my idea for the pink hat and the shorts and the black boots and the white cut t-shirt and the pink gun. I created her. I wrote, I co-wrote the movie, but I didn't get credit for that. So that's a known story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was going to ask, what movies have you produced? You've produced some movies and directed some?
I co-produced. I do a lot of shorts. I do a lot of shorts. I'm producing a lot of films now. Executive producer, which I'm trying to get off the ground. I already done a lot of casting. Casted Jessica Lives, Wanted Number One, and you have to go. I can't even remember my movies. I got to look at my IMDb. I'm working with a writer now. Oh, and there's a book out called Voices of Angel. That when I'm working with, he's an author, a published author. He's wrote 65 books, and I'm on the cover of the book. It's called Voices of an Angel, because I want to sing in a musical, and I gave him some ideas about a story, and it's a very dramatic role, and I'm trying to get that made into a movie. I'm right on the cover. It's on Amazon.
Yeah. So, okay. We're gonna check all that out.
Yeah. Everything is on my page. I have links. Everything.
Because Jennifer is gonna be getting into the directing business, and so what tips do you have for her?
Have you ever directed,
Jennifer?
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing. My reception's really bad here in Mississippi.
Have you ever directed before?
I'll give you some tips.
Not completely. I mean, I've done some small stuff, but nothing like major.
Okay. Well, I've directed shorts and co-directed movies. My advice is to start doing directing shorts, because my first direct debut was my own short that I wrote, starred in. I used three different cameras, and at that time I didn't have the right equipment. And I knew every angle to go, and it actually came out really good. It was kind of like a true story. And I submitted to the film festivals, but because I didn't have the right equipment, they said the story was phenomenal, but there was a clicking in one of the cameras, and no matter what I turned, I also edit too. I learned how to edit. So I couldn't get that out.
Did you hear that, Jennifer? Jennifer said her
short films, because short films, to start with that, because if you start with a big feature, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy.
So is it hard to direct?
It's not hard once you know what you're doing, because when you direct somebody, they got to be able to do what you want them to do, because even when a director directs me, he brings my character out, whatever character I'm doing.
Right,
if you're not a good director, the actor or actress is not going to be good at all.
Right, because they need to know. I mean, I'm surmising. They need to know, should they look like they're really sad in this scene? Now it says, Joey's really sad. No, Joey's crying, but should Joey look really sad? So
it begins to cry.
And he has to look sad too.
And he has to look sad. And
he can't have a smile on his face.
Right. He has to look, have that sad look, be emotional. He has to really get into that character. Like I said, you gotta be.
So does the director guide him in that way?
That's when the director says, no, you gotta do it this way. Look, it's like when you go to acting school and you do an acting skit. Mm-hmm. The actor, the teacher tells you, no, you got to be more into the character. Like I did a scene in one of my acting classes Clemson Toro walked into the acting class, and he worked with Robert De Niro and analyzed this and analyzed that. And we were doing the scene, Country for Old Men, and I was doing the scene with the girl walks in the kitchen, and Javier Bardem, the actor, is tossing the coin, heads or tails. And I walk in, and he goes to me, heads or tails, you know, because he was going to shoot me.
Yeah.
And so I had the side, and I set the scene, and Clem calls me over, and he goes, come over here. And I'm like, oh God, what? Like, I was so nervous. And I go over to him, he goes, throw the script away. And he gave me a tip and he told me what to do. And I did the scene and I cried and I got a standing ovation.
Wow.
So for somebody that worked with that level and to, you know, wanna, you know, tell you to do that and you do exactly what he said, that's what you got to do. I mean, that's why I don't watch my own movies, because when I do any kind of acting, if the director is happy and he goes, fantastic, then yeah. I do the big screen. I do see movies on my TV, you know, and streaming platform or on my phone, but I you know, going to the big screen is, I get nervous and I look down, I don't look up, I close my eyes. But I've heard a lot of actresses, you know, a lot of big famous actresses do that. And I didn't know that until one person told me that. And they said, that's a mechanism in your body that happens, you know, because I was always shy, you know, growing up. And like, watching myself, I guess I'm like, oh my God, that's me. Like, what? Like, wow. Like, yeah. Okay, so, you know, and not
you
only
tend
that,
to critique you know, yourself too much when you do that, right?
I'm sorry, you just broke up.
I said you tend to critique yourself.
Right, exactly. Like, because that's, you know, every actor, actress does that. Oh, you could have done that. You know, I'm a perfectionist. That's why, you know, the directors that I work with, when we do a scene, he goes, you want to see it? And then he lets me see it on the camera. I'll look at it. And yeah. I'll be like, he'll go, that was fantastic. I said, no, I want to do it better. I'll tell him, I want to do it better. And yeah. I'll do it better.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm working with phenomenal people. And you know, and I want to thank my manager, Charles Brooke, my partner, and Donna. I mean, I've been with Charles for 8 years, going on 9 in April.
He's out of California?
He's in Texas.
Texas. Charles Brooke is his name.
Yes, he's my manager. He's my co-writer, you know, like, we co-written Jessica Lives, Psych Ruins, the baseball movie. You got to
so
go
he's
on my
right in there with you.
Yeah, he's and yeah, when I filmed in LA, he was there. When I filmed in Texas, he was there. When I filmed in Canada, he was there. So he's and you know, he's just great. He's family. When I filmed in Texas, I stayed with him and his wife in at the house.
Wow.
And I felt
sounds like a good manager.
Yeah, he treats me like a daughter. He really does. I was like nervous at first when I stayed at the house, you know, but they made me feel so welcome. They even got the food that I eat, which was health food. And I told them, they went shopping for me. And I was like, you don't have to do that, you know? And, so this is, you know, so many people, I want to thank Charles, you know, I love you. I want to thank Daniel Bergdorf for Nostradamus Mission. I'm casting that TV pilot to be filmed in probably Budapest as a vampire. Jonathan Moody, me and you are going to have some. He wants to work with me in so many projects. Like I said, I'm also a singer too. So Roger for Voice of an Angel and all the other projects. Voice of an Angel, you have to go on Amazon to see the story, what it's about, because I gave him some ideas and he really wrote a great script. And I just spoke to a famous country singer the other day and told him about it, and he might want to collaborate with me also.
Cool. Cool.
And yes. I'm also in a movie called It will be announced. That means Red Devil. Okay. And it's an alien thing, and my character is playing a government NASA agent.
Oh wow!
See, that I can play any character, anything. Like I say, yeah. anything. So
I got a question for you, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
Does Tubi make movies?
What?
Tubi. Does Tubi make movies?
Tubi? I think
you said you have some movies on Tubi. I call it Tubi, but is it Tubi?
It's Tubi.
Okay.
I don't know if they make movies, like original movies. I think they're starting because Peacock is doing it now too.
Okay, because I noticed Redbox is making movies.
Redbox is still around?
Yeah, and they're making movies. I seen a movie the night. I mean, that's Redbox, right?
Then it probably is Redbox. Wow, I didn't even know that. Yeah, I don't know about Tubi. I just know that some of my stuff is on there. Like I said, all you do is Google me. Google knows me. It's funny. It's so weird because
Me too. China Myers.
You say my name like who was Natalie Peratori and tells me who I am. She's an American film actress, singer, producer, this and that. It even tells me my net worth.
Wow.
And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's
a couple
crazy,
years
right?
ago that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. It sounds like you're really, really doing well. So what else you got going? You said you sing too?
Oh, yeah, I sing. I'm on SoundCloud. I just wrote me and my co-writer, we just wrote a song that to get to a recording studio. But I have a song. All my songs are on SoundCloud. All you do is just type in Natalie Perry on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I do my own originals, and I have cover songs because I've been singing for years. I've sang in the military. I've sang four military shows with thousands of military people, Army, Navy, Marines, you name it. I've done it. So I've sang live. Yeah. So and like I said, I come from stage. I have a really extensive theater background. That's how I started on stage.
Jennifer wanted me to apologize to you because she lost her signal.
It's but okay. It's fine.
We're gonna continue.
It's fine.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, because you are just so well-rounded. I mean, you're a director. Where did you start in the entertainment world? What age did you start?
When I was 13, because I actually wanted to be a singer and a magician and a magician. Okay.
Get out. Are you serious? That's cool.
I still love magic. Oh, yeah. I love magic.
Yeah, so do I. I was even
like assistants. Like if I ever go to a magic show, I'll go sit in the front. And every time I go there, they would pick me to go help them. So I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, this is up my alley.
Yeah, so I was 13 and I had a stuttering problem. Okay. Yeah. You would never know that, would you?
No.
I had a stuttering problem and I was very, very shy. And I was always singing chorus. And one day the teacher said, why don't you sing a solo? And as I'm singing this, I think he plans it all out. I swear to God. As I'm singing the solo, the drama teacher walks in and goes, wow, girl, you got a voice. I'll never forget those words. He goes, listen, he goes, we're doing a play and I would like to audition for it. Because I feel that it would get you out of your shell, which is your stuttering problem. And he was right. And I was very hesitant at first. So for a couple of days, I went in the auditorium and I sat in the back and I was watching everybody perform on stage and singing. And I'm saying to myself, okay. So then I went to the stage and I said, okay, I'm ready to audition.
Yeah.
And I sang The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Wow. That's a beautiful song. I love that song.
Acapella. Acapella. Wow. Yeah. And like, wow. and they wanted to give me the lead role. And I was like, no, I want the small role for now.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started doing.
Sing a little verse. Go ahead. Let's hear.
I knew you were going to do that.
Come on.
I mean, music. Okay. What's, oh God.
The sun come out.
Okay. I'll just give you a few bars of a Fever. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Okay.
Now, listen, I don't have a microphone, so you get ready. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that I can't bear.
That's awesome.
Okay?
You
no
are practice, very
no
talented.
Microphone. Did I cry? Because I don't know. Because I'm nervous.
No. You sounded amazing. Who's your favorite magician? Mine is Carrot Top.
I like the new. I like the new guy that was on American Idol. I followed him on Instagram, and he's from he's Australian.
Oh,
and I keep texting him. Are you coming to New York? I want to come to your show.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. His name is David. It's not Copperfield. He was on American. He was on American Idol, which I auditioned for, by the way, twice.
Did you? What happened?
The first time I sang, I got to the first and second round, and the third round, I never got to make. Then I went again, and I got to the third round. Fourth round. It's not, you don't just go and perform on stage. Yeah. You can go through stages.
Oh.
So when you see people flop, they know you're going to flop, these people, these judges. Like, I never got to see the judges.
You never did?
What? I never got to see the judges. No.
Wow.
So when people say, you know, America Got Talent, no, you got to go through different rooms, different stages before you actually get to the judges. So when I watch these shows and I'm like, you know, this is not how it is, you know?
Right.
Then I auditioned online and they said, you know, okay, we're going to have you come for 2023. So I might be on American Idol for 2023.
Cool. So they said, we're going to put you in, or how does that work?
But when I sang, You Are the Reason, which is a great song.
Great song.
And I sang the whole entire song. If I can remember right now, I sing it right now. Do you know it?
I know it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard it before.
Okay.
And
hold on. Okay. Just give me a second. I'll sing it for you. Just give me one moment.
Listen,
okay?
Natalie, you are one of the best guests we've had.
Are you serious? Thank
I'm
you.
Serious. I love your aura. You are just so down to earth, and
thank
I feel
you.
Like I'm chatting with a friend. So go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Like I love when I get interviewed and people tell me this, because this is how I am in person.
Yeah. You could tell that you're just being yourself.
I'm not a diva. Like, some people get all these, I worked my fucking ass off.
Yeah.
If you have to bleep that, go ahead.
Yeah.
And you know, and things don't think, well, now things are getting easier, you know, coming to me my way, but I did background. I've sat on, you know, background stuff. I've done that. You know, that's how you start out too. You do theater, you do background. You literally gotta work your ass off. I mean, I work with a lot of people, and you gotta be professional. Like, I've been on sets where people don't even show up.
Wow, you're kidding me.
And I'm not kidding you. Oh, I'm not kidding you. And where I have written scenes for these people, and they don't show up, and they're posting Instagram that they're on the beach when they're supposed to be on set.
Wow.
And then I would go to the person, the director, you know, because I wrote the scene, and I'm like, are you actually letting them back on the set? And that would like kind of get me mad, because here I am. I wrote scenes 2-3 in the morning, and you don't show up. Yeah. And then you let them back on the set. Why? You know?
Yeah.
And then I go to them and I go, what the hell is wrong with you? How could you do that? You know, if it was Universal or Paramount, which I have been on.
Unprofessional.
And you, they would not even let you on the lot, even if you're 5 minutes late.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, I mean, when I filmed in L.A., this is a true story. I am not going to say who the director is because I don't want to embarrass him. I had a small part in this movie. I played an assistant, and when he goes, Natalie, action, and I said my lines. Now this guy didn't smile, so I was very irritated by him. Oh my God, that was wonderful. Let's do it again. He was happy the whole entire day. But that night, I was staying at a producer who was my friend. I was staying in his loft on the second floor. And now listen to this, okay? And I'm laying on the bed with my iPad watching a movie. I have my hair in a ponytail, my pajamas on, no makeup. And I hear footsteps up the steps because it was like a spiral staircase.
Yeah.
And I hear footsteps and I look up and I'm like, oh, hi. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
He goes,
what
was it? I'm not going to say his name. I can't. I don't want to embarrass him.
He
wanted to tell me how impressed he was with me.
Wow. Wow. That means a lot.
And I was like, and he goes, I just wanted to tell you I was with you to the bow. And I said, thank you. I said, that means a lot to me.
He probably doesn't do that to everybody.
No. And the producer told me that he's never done that. And so we ended up talking for hours and I'm over here, a nervous wreck. I had a pillow in front of me, my iPad, and I'm sitting there with no makeup on. I'm like, I can't believe I'm talking to this guy like this. And then because my character in the beginning, they weren't going to give me lines. They were just going to have me walk in and walk out. But the producer says, no, you got to give this girl lines. You have to work with her. She's really good. And that's why he came and told me, I was very impressed with you today. He goes, I just wanted to let you know that. Do you mind if we sit here and, you know, talk a while? And I'm like, so then we started talking about how I got started and this and that. And he goes, well, Natalie, keep going.
Yeah.
He said, because you're going to be a star. And I'm like, and I'm going to tell you who told me this a long time ago. Sylvester Stallone told me this a long time ago on Facebook.
Wow.
He's the one who inspired me to write my first short film.
Wow.
And then it was in 2014, and it was really him. And I spoke to him, and I spoke to Chris Pine. It was really him too, because he listened to all my songs, because I used to sing in the 50s. That's when I sang with another guy. And he actually laid in bed and watched my whole 20-minute show. And it was really him. So,
well, you promised you were going to sing a song.
If I remember, you are the reason.
we have 6 minutes. I want to hear at least a little bit of it.
Okay, let me just go to YouTube a second. Just give me one second, okay? Just give me 1 second.
All right, cool.
Okay. 2, 2, 2. Why isn't this coming up? Oh, God.
Because you wanted to. That's the way things go.
Because I got to go on Chrome. That's why. Don't worry. I'll find it. CHR. Here we go. Okay. YouTube. Come on. No, thanks. I don't want it.
We got 4 minutes.
It's okay. I'll get it.
All right.
You are the reason. Here we go. Cosman's coming.
That's an ad.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. It's coming. That's another ad.
I love that song.
That's not it. Here it comes. It's coming. Here it is. Don't cut me off as I'm singing, okay?
I won't. I promise.
Okay. Even if I get to sing the first few things.
You have 3 minutes.
I got it. Now no microphone, people. There goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now. Jason, you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now. I climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you. And fix what I've broken, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. I can't sing, my voice is shot. Talking too much.
It sounds amazing.
There goes my hand shaking, and you are the reason my heart keeps bleeding. I need you now. Oh, if I can turn back the clock, I'll make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every hour of every day. I climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. Oh, you are the reason. I climb every mountain, swim every ocean just to be with you. If it's what I've broken.
Natalie, we are out of time. Tell everybody where they can find you, because you are amazing. And
thank you. Thank you.
We want people to know where they are so they can follow you and check you out. So real quick, tell everybody where they can find you.
Instagram @NTLPERI. I'm on Facebook. Just type in my name, NATALIEERI. There, find me. Go to my IMDb, and you'll see all the projects I'm doing. And you can even see my shows, because it shows all the songs. And go to SoundCloud. If you go on SoundCloud and type in my name, Natalie Perry, you will see I have 26 songs, original and covers.
Awesome. It was a pleasure. And I'm honored that you came on the show.
And I can't wait to see you, because I have no idea what I look like. I have no idea what I sound like.
You sound great. And you're an awesome person, I can tell. And I love your soul. I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, when is this going to be on? Like, am I going to get a link?
Well, Jennifer will definitely send you the link. Just hit her up so that she can send you the link. I'm not sure if she'll be able to do that today.
It's fine.
But yeah, I'll incredible. You really
because
did.
my voice is raspy from talking a lot. That's what happens after a while.
It sounded really good. I really liked it. I mean, I'm not a music critic, but I thought it was great. So I'm like an audience member.
Next time I sing with a microphone.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Have a wonderful evening and be safe.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.